Let us humble our hearts before Almighty Yahweh's throne of grace. Father Yahweh, we humbly bow our hearts before your throne of grace on this, your holy Sabbath day. As we seek to gain the knowledge, Father, from your word, we ask, Father, that you would truly bless your servant, that each one of us that has chosen to take time out to worship you this day, Father, would receive a blessing. We ask, Father, that your words would have free course in them, and that they would cause us to change according to your word. Truly, Father, we know that you love your people. And because of that, you gave your only begotten Son, Yahshua the Messiah, for a sin offering. So we ask, Father, that we would accept that offering, that we would accept Yahshua's great sacrifice, and not shed underfoot the blood of Yahshua, but be faithful in all things, Father. Thank you again, Father, for this Sabbath day and for the opportunity to be blessed, to receive the implanted word. And we thank you again, Father, for all you've done for us, for our life, health, and strength. Again, Father, we look to your coming kingdom that soon will be coming to this earth. And we ask, Father, that you would prepare people throughout this world to receive your blessing from on high, that we would receive the sacrifice of Yahshua the Messiah and the covenant that you've offered to all people. So help us, Father, to be faithful in all things as we seek to do that which is right in your sight. In Yahshua's holy name we pray. Hallelujah. This message is entitled, The Power of Yahshua. There is power in the words of Yahshua. The word of Yahweh should captivate your total being, exciting you beyond belief. It says, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths, in Proverbs 3:5-6. Think about your life and how you do everything that you do. Is Almighty Yahweh in everything that you do, brother? Is the word of Yahweh active in your life? Our opening scripture is going to be Mark chapter 6. We'll start at Mark chapter 6, verse 1. And he went out from there and comes into his own country, and his disciples follow him. And when the Sabbath was come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, from where has this man these things? They were astonished at Yahshua's words. From where has this man these things? And what is the wisdom that is given to this man? And what means such mighty works worked by his hand? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Miriam, and the brother of Jacob, or Jacob, and Joseph, and Judah, and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? So they were looking at Yahshua on the carnal level. They heard the words, they couldn't understand. We know this man. We know him. Yet, what is this wisdom that is given to this man? It's called the power of Yahshua. That was the wisdom that was given. And Yahshua said to them, a prophet. I missed a statement. It says, are not his sisters here with them? And they were offended in him. They were offended because they knew Yahshua in the carnal being. They knew the carpenter, but they didn't know this side. They didn't know the spiritual side. And see, when they heard this wisdom, they became offended. And Yahshua said to them, a prophet is not without honor, save in his country, and among his own kin, and in his own house. And he could there do no mighty work, save that he laid his hands upon a few sick folk and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. He marveled because of their unbelief, because he performed miracles among these people that knew him. They were his relatives. You understand? He's in Capernaum, Nazareth. He's in his own country. He's among his own people. And they had a problem because of the word, the wisdom that he was teaching. And he went around, all around the villages teaching. And he called to him 12 and began to send them forth two by two. And he gave them authority over the unclean spirits. And he charged them that they should take nothing for their journey, save a staff only, no bread, no wallet, no money in their purse, but to go shod with sandals. And said he, put not on two coins, on two coats. And he said to them, wherever you enter into a house, there remain till you depart from there. And wherever place shall not receive you, and they hear you not, as you go forth from there, shake out the dust that is under your feet for a testimony to them. And they went out and preached that men should repent. And that's the ministry that we have in these last days, that we teach that men repent, and that they cast out many demons and anointed with oil many that were sick and healed them. And King Herod heard of it, for his name had become known. Talk about Yahshua. See, Herod was down in Jerusalem. Yahshua was up in Nazareth and in Capernaum and Galilee. He was doing these miracles among his own people. And as he was moving down towards Jerusalem, because that's where he had to go when he started his ministry, he had to go there. He said, John the Baptizer has been raised from the dead, and therefore do these powers work in him. So Herod believed that Yahshua was John the Baptist resurrected. See? And I'm sure he feared because of that, because he didn't want to kill John. See? He only did that because he didn't want to go back on his word. He kept John safe even though he was in prison. But his wife, who was his brother's wife, and John had condemned him because of it from the scriptures, wanted John's head. See? And John was killed because of that. John chapter 6. Verse 41, John 6:41. The power of Yahshua is the title of this message. It says in John 6:41, the Jews therefore murmured concerning him, because he said, I am the bread which came down out of heaven. And they said, is not this Yahshua, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How does he now say, I am come down out of heaven? Joshua answered and said to them, murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me except the Father that sent me draw him, and I will raise him up in the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught of Yahweh. Everyone that has heard from the Father and has learned comes to me. Not that any man has seen the Father except he that is from Yahweh. He has seen the Father. No other man, just Yahshua. Truly, truly, I say to you, he that believes has eternal life. And remember, in the first passage, he marveled because of their unbelief, because they saw him as just Yahshua the carpenter. They knew him. They saw him grow up. You understand? So they marveled because of the words, the power of Yahshua and these words. Verse 48, I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread which comes down out of heaven that a man may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread which came down out of heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And that's what we want, brethren. We want to live forever. We want that bread. And we did partake of it at the Passover. We partook of the body of Yahshua the Messiah. Yes, and the bread which I give is my flesh for the life of the world. So Yahshua, his body, is the bread that's key to the life of the world. In verse 52, the Jews therefore quarreled one with the another, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Yahshua therefore said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have not life in yourselves. He that eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. And I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is true meat indeed, and my blood is true drink indeed. He that eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father. So he that eats me, he also shall live because of me. This is the bread which came down out of heaven, not as the fathers ate and died. He that eats this bread shall live forever. So we're talking about the body of Yahshua the Messiah. These things he said in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. And Capernaum is in the north, up in Galilee. He's teaching to the people, his family, his neighbors. Okay? And these are the same ones that didn't accept him because they knew Yahshua. Many, therefore, of his disciples, when they heard this, said, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? But Yahshua, knowing in himself that his disciples murmured at this, said to them, does this cause you to stumble? What then, if you should behold the Son of Man ascending where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life, brethren. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and are life. These words of Yahshua are not only power from on high, they are life. But there are some of you that believe not. For Yahshua knew from the beginning who they were that believed not, and who it was that should betray him. And he said, for this cause have I said to you, that no man can come to me unless it is given to him of the Father. So there has to be access. That access comes through Yahweh's Holy Spirit. And this is why it's important, brethren, to receive Yahweh's Holy Spirit. Upon this, many of his disciples went back. They turned back. And walked no more with them. Yahshua said, therefore to the 12, would you also go away? Simon Peter answered him, teacher, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. And we have to accept that, brother. Yahshua has the words of eternal life. He's given it to him. And that's why we're looking and studying his word today. And we have believed and know that you are the Holy One of Yahweh. Yahshua answered them, did not I choose you, the 12, and one of you is a devil? Now he spoke of Judah, the son of Simon Iscariot, for he it was that should betray him, being one of the 12. So even at that point, this is early in his ministry, you understand? This is just the beginning of his ministry. He went through 3.5 years with this man, knowing that he was going to betray him. But Yahshua had the power, and his power was from Almighty Yahweh. People think they know you because of your humble beginnings because they're your relatives, but they discount the power of Yahweh and Yahshua in your life. Yahweh can lift up any of us, brethren. If we are dedicated to Him, He can lift any and every one of us up. If we're dedicated. What have you done to dedicate your life to Him, to receive the power of Yahshua in your life? That's the question I have for you today. John chapter 7. We're going to start in verse 1. John 7. And after these things, Yahshua walked in Galilee. But he would not walk in Judea because the Jews sought to kill him. Now the feast of the Jews, the Feast of Tabernacles, was at hand. His brethren therefore said to him, "Depart from here and go into Judea, that your disciples also may behold your works which you do. For no man does anything in secret, and himself seeks to be known openly. If you do these things, manifest yourself to the world." For even his brethren did not believe on him. And don't you think that had to be hard for Yahshua? His own brethren did not believe on him. Yahshua therefore says to them, "My time has not yet come, but your time is always ready. The world cannot hate you, but me it hates, because I testify of it that its works are evil. You go up to the feast. I am not yet going up to the feast, because my time is not yet fulfilled." And having said these things to them, he remained still in Galilee. Listen to the words that are preached, brethren, to you. Are the words of Yahshua, or are the words of man? Are they the words of Yahshua or the words of man? When you hear these words being preached, you have to make that decision. If you're going to accept it on the carnal level or the spiritual level. What a man says comes from his heart. When you talk to people about the things that they care about, it comes right out their heart. They let you know what's in there. It's not hard to find out what's in a man. In verse 10 it says, "But when his brethren were gone up to the feast, then went he also up, not publicly, but as it were in secret. The Jews therefore sought him at the feast and said, 'Where is he?' And there was much murmuring concerning among the multitudes concerning him. Some said, 'He is a good man.' Others said, 'Not so, but he leads the multitude astray.' Yet no man spoke openly of him for fear of the Jews." He had already caused the Jews to hate him because he, of course, put him down with the word of Yahweh when they asked concerning what was in him. So he knew what was in their heart. But when it was now the middle of the feast, Yahshua went up into the temple and taught. The Jews therefore marveled, saying, "How does this man know letters? How does he know this word? How does he know the Torah? Having never learned at our university, at our school." See? He wasn't taught at the temple. How does he know this stuff? Yahshua therefore answered them and said, "My teaching is not mine, but his that sent me. If any man wills to do his will, he shall know of the teaching, whether it is of Elohim or whether I speak for myself. He that speaks from himself seeks his own glory or his own desire. But he that seeks the glory of him that sent him, that the same is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. Did not Moses give you the law, and yet not one of you does the law? Why do you seek to kill me?" So he put it right out there to him. He's there at the temple. In the middle of the Feast of Tabernacles, he's saying, "Why is it that you seek to kill me?" The multitude answered, "You have a demon. Who seeks to kill you?" Yahshua answered and said to them, I did one work, and you all marveled because of it. Moses has given you circumcision, not that it is of Moses, but of the fathers. Talking about Rabbi, the Talmud. Yes, circumcision is given of Yahweh. And they'll do circumcision on the Sabbath. They'll do it on a high day. They'll do it as long as the eighth day. They'll do it whenever. Because that's what the word says. On the eighth day, you circumcise the child. And the mullah there, the rabbi that does that, and he's doing that circumcision. Because it's of Yahweh. See? Yahshua said, not one of you does the law, is what Yahshua said. And in verse 20, which we went over, and the multitude answered, and I have here, they blaspheme the Holy Spirit. See? And violation. Because they did not accept Yahshua's words or the power that's there. They said that he had a demon. You understand? They committed the unpardonable sin. Verse 23, it says, if a man receives circumcision on the Sabbath, that the law of Moses may not be broken, are you angry with me because I made a man everywhere whole on the Sabbath? Judge not according to appearances, but judge righteous judgment. That's something that's very difficult for man to do. And it's so difficult because we have a hard time separating that which is of Yahweh versus that which is of man. We have to separate the holy from the common, the clean from the unclean. Like he says in the word, they had no problem circumcising a man on the Sabbath, but he made a man whole. He healed on the Sabbath. So if we perform a miracle among people that know him, okay, say we heal a blind man, are we going to receive condemnation as Yahshua did? Think about it. Because the power of Yahshua is going to be manifested in these last days, brethren. It's going to be manifested before your eyes. We must always judge righteous judgment. Verse 26, verse 25, it says, some therefore of them of Jerusalem said, is not this he whom they seek to kill? And lo, he speaks openly. And they say nothing to him. Can it be that the rulers indeed know that this is the Messiah? And my answer is a resounding yes. They knew he was the Messiah. But their own agenda or their own word was more important to them. Their own word was the Talmud. And it was placed above the Torah, above the law. And that we can't do, brethren. We can't allow our own personal interpretations to be more important than what the law of Yahweh says. And too many people we know live that way. Okay? We've been there before. But we have to understand that there is power, the power of Yahshua. Verse 27, it says, however, we know this man from where he is. But when the Messiah comes, no one knows from where he is. Yahshua therefore cried in the temple, teaching and saying, you both know me and know from where I am, and I am not come of myself, but he that sent me is true, whom you know not. Why is it that they didn't know Yahweh? These are the leaders of Judaism. These are the leaders of the Sanhedrin. These are the doctors of the law. Why did they not know Yahweh? I know him because I am from him, and he sent me. They sought, therefore, to take him, and no man laid his hand on him because his hour had not yet come. It wasn't allowed. Yahweh would not allow it. See? But of the multitude, many believed on him, and they said, when the Messiah shall come, will he do more signs than those which this man does? The Pharisees heard the multitude murmuring these things concerning him, and the chief priests and the Pharisees sent officers to take him. And Yahshua therefore said, yet a little while, I am with you, and I go to him that sent me. You shall seek me and shall not find me, and where I am you cannot come. The Jews therefore said among themselves, where will this man go that we shall not find him? Will he go to the dispersion among the Greeks and teach the Greeks? What is this word that he said? You shall seek me and shall not find me. Where I am, you cannot come. Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 3, and we're going to start in verse 19. Now we know that whatever things the law says, it speaks to them that are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may be brought under the judgment of Yahweh. Because by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified in his sight, but through the law comes the knowledge of sin. It's through the law comes the knowledge of sin. Without the law, you have no knowledge of sin. But now, in verse 21, apart from the law, a righteousness of Yahweh has been manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. That law, in verse 21, I have written over oral law. You have to understand there are several different types of law that Yahshua was dealing with. You had a sacrificial law, okay, which they considered part of the law of Moses. The law of Moses, which was the commandments, which we're going to get into later, mainly your Ten Commandments, but we know that there's a lot more than just 10 of them, okay? And then you had this law, the oral law, the Book of the Fathers, the Talmud. This was the fence around the law, okay? We remember that as the policy that were given to us in our former affiliation, okay? Verse 22, it says, even the righteousness of Yahweh, through faith in Yahshua the Messiah, to all them that believe, for there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of Yahweh. Now, take that into consideration now. Think of this. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of Yahweh. One of my Facebook friends sent me a link about Creflo Dollar. Creflo Dollar was defending Bishop Eddie Long, because he admitted some sin. Now, the people that sent it to me were condemning Creflo Dollar and his ministry. They were condemning Eddie Long and his ministry. But as I looked at this clip, everything Creflo Dollar said is correct. I mean, I'm not talking about their doctrines, okay? Because they're Christians and they, you know, teaching some things that aren't right. But this is what the man said. He said, my brother had a wreck. He was in a car wreck. He was in a wreck. He said, how many of you have never had a wreck? He says, what happens is that when you have a wreck, you want to be rescue. He said, now he led this congregation and taught them, and now they want to leave him. They want to come to his congregation. And he says, no, he's going to send them back. He says, you got to support that man. You got to help him through his wreck because he got insurance. And he's talking about JC, but we know we have Yahshua as our Savior. And that's what he's talking about. So he was saying that none of us are above falling into sin. Not one of us is above having a problem or a wreck, as he said. Okay? So the moral of the story is that, and this goes back to the series that I just preached about, the key is forgiveness. If you can't forgive your brother, Yahweh's not going to forgive you, brother. And that's basically what Creflo Dollar was trying to get them to see. Even though that was their pastor, their leader, you have to forgive this man. And that's what he was telling them. But too often, people don't want to do that. They look at you, you're the leader. If you fall, and that's what he was saying, if I fall, this is Creflo Dollar talking, if I fall, I'm sure the congregation is, oh, I knew he was this, I knew he was that. You understand? We got to be so far above that. And this is what the words of Yahshua, the power of Yahshua is trying to get us to that point. Because if we love Almighty Yahweh and we have His Holy Spirit, it's going to work in our lives. And it's going to cause us to have the same compassion that Yahshua had for each and every one of the sinners. Yahshua didn't come upon a sinner and jump up and down and says, you're a sinner. They knew they were sinners. And the ones that were sinners, what did they do? They bowed and fell down before Yahshua and asked for forgiveness because they knew that he could give it. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of Yahweh, brethren. Verse 23. Verse 24. Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in the Messiah Yahshua, whom Yahweh set forth to be a propitiation, an atonement, through faith in his blood to show his righteousness because of the passing over of the sins formerly committed in the forbearance of Yahweh. For the showing, I say, of his righteousness at this present season, that he might himself be just and the justifier of him that has faith in Yahshua. Where then is the glory? It is excluded. By what manner of law, of works? No, but by a law of faith. We reckon therefore that a man is justified by faith apart from the works of the law, or is Yahweh the Elohim of the Jews only? No, he's not. Is he not the Elohim of the Gentiles also? Yes, of the Gentiles also. If so be that Yahweh is one, we say that in the Shema. Yahweh is a God. Yahweh is one. Deuteronomy 6:4. And he shall justify the circumcision by faith and the uncircumcision through faith. Circumcision being the Jews, uncircumcision being Gentiles. Do we then make the law of no effect through faith? By no means. We establish the law, brethren. We know that the law is honorable and good. Remember, Yahweh is one. Matthew chapter 19. Matthew chapter 19, verses 1 and 2. And it came to pass when Yahshua had finished these words, he departed from Galilee and came into the borders of Judea beyond the Jordan. And great multitudes followed him, and he healed them there. So Yahshua, after he finished the word, okay, what words had Yahshua just finished? Matthew 18, 4. The 6. Whoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greater in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever shall receive such little one, whoever shall receive one such little child in my name receives me. But whoever shall cause one of these little ones that believe on me to stumble, it is profitable for him that a great millstone should be hanged about his neck, and that he should be sunk into the depths of the sea. Verse 11. For the Son of Man came to save that which was lost. How do you think if a man have 100 sheep and one of them have gone astray, does he not leave the 99 and go to the mountains and seek that which goes astray? And that's what we have to do, brethren. We have to seek those that are lost, those that have gone astray. And see, you know what? That goes back to us understanding the power of Yahshua. None of us are perfect. We seek to be perfect, and we do that through keeping the commandments. But none of us are perfect. That's why it says in the scriptures, a righteous man falls 7 times and rises yet again. If you're perfect, you never fall. There's only one perfect man, and that was Yahshua. And that's why we're seeking the power of Yahshua. And that power is his Holy Spirit. And he gives that Holy Spirit to who? That's right. Them that obey, those who are listening, those who are walking in the law of Yahweh. Verse 13, and if so be that he finds it, truly, I say to you, he rejoices over it more than the 99 which have not gone astray. Even so, it is not the will of your Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. And that's not what Yahweh wants. He doesn't want any of us to perish. Also, from 19:1-2, where it talks about the words that he had just finished. Verse 15 of 18. Matthew 18:15. And if your brother sins against you, go show him his fault between you and him alone. If he hears you, you have gained your brother. But if he does not hear you, take with you one or two more, that at the mouth of two witnesses or three, every word may be established. And if he refused to hear them, tell it to the assembly. Talk about the leadership. Let him be to you as the Gentile and the publican, the sinner. Truly I say to you, whatever things you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever things you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, I say to you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father who is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Now, he's not saying if two of you decide that you want $1 million, he's going to give you $1 million. Okay? I'm not saying he won't give you $1 million, but I'm saying you got to look at the motive. What's the purpose? Is it for his honor and glory? Why are we here? We're here as servants of Almighty Yahweh. We're not here. We weren't created for ourselves. We were created to praise Yahweh. He inhabits the praises of Israel, and we're supposed to be Israel, those who rule with El. Those who have overcome. We have to overcome this life, brethren, through the power of Yahshua. Now, back to Matthew 19:1, where it talks about these words that he had just finished. And some of those words, we just went over some of the words in Matthew 18, okay? The last part of that is verse 21, Matthew 18:21 through 22. Then Peter came and said to him, Rabbi, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him until seven times? Joshua says to him, I say not to you until seven times, but until 70 times seven. How long, how often? In other words, into infinity. However much, how often it takes. If he continues to sin against you and repent, you're supposed to forgive him. And see, that's hard for us to do because we're on a different level. Most of us, we're carnal. We're on this level where we feel if we've been wronged, we got a wrong back. But we know two wrongs don't make a right. That's where forgiveness comes in. You know? Yahweh loved us enough to send us Yahshua the Messiah. Now, if he sent his only begotten son to die for our sins, and we can't forgive our brother that may have done something small to us, you know, you think about it. It's hard. It's hard for some people, but it doesn't have to be. Matthew 19, verse 13. Then were there brought to him little children, that he should lay hands on them and pray. And the disciples rebuked them. But Yahshua said, permit the little children, and forbid them not to come to me, for to such belongs the kingdom of heaven. And he laid his hands on them and departed from there. Now on my tour that I'm going to be doing later this summer, I'm going to deal with this in its entirety. We're going to be dealing with the 144,000 because the kingdom that's going to be inherited, that thousand-year millennium, are these little children. They're going to be the ones that's going into the thousand-year millennium. Okay? The only other human beings that go in are the 144,000 who have been changed. Remember, two-thirds of the world population is going to die in the tribulation. They're the third of the kids. They're the ones that's going in. And they're going to be taught by the elect. 144,000. That's why it's important that we understand what the Bible teaches concerning these people. Now, continuing in Matthew 19:16, it says, and behold, one came to him and said, good teacher, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he says to him, why do you ask me concerning that which is good? One there is who is good, but if you would enter into life, keep the commandments. We all know what the commandments are, don't we, brother? He says to him, which? Joshua says, you shall not commit murder, you shall not kill, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. Honor your father and your mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. The young man said to him, all these things have I observed. What do I yet lack? Joshua said to him, if you would be perfect, go sell that which you have and give to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven, and come follow me. But when the young man heard the saying, he went away sorrowful, for he was one that had great possessions. So he had placed those great possessions over the work of Almighty Yahweh. He had placed his riches, earthly riches, over being in the kingdom with Yahshua the Messiah. Verse 23, it says, Yahshua said to his disciples, truly I say to you, it is hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. And again, I say to you, it is easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of Yahweh. A lot of people talk about the needle's eye gate, and that's what they're talking about, not an actual needle's eye and a real camera. Okay? And when the disciples heard it, they were very astonished, saying, "Who then can be saved?" And Yahshua, looking upon them, said to them, "With men, this is impossible, but with Yahweh, all things are possible." Think about that, brother. With Yahweh, all things are possible. So therefore, you don't have to worry about a lot of the things that are coming upon you in our daily grind or life here in these last days. We don't have to worry about not being able to pay our rent or pay any bills or, you know, a car breaking down. We don't have to worry about these carnal things. We need to be concerned more about the spiritual, because Yahweh is going to give you everything that you have need of. All you have to do is be faithful. And even those that are faithful still receive. You think about it. He reigns on the just and the unjust. They still get blessings. You think about the wicked. There are a lot of wicked people out here that got plenty. Okay? But they don't have the power of Yahshua. They don't have Yahweh's Holy Spirit. And that's what they need to get to the next level, which is the kingdom of Yahweh. Then in verse 27, answered Peter and said to him, "Lo, we have left all and followed you. What then shall we have?" And Yahshua said to them, "Truly I say to you, that you who have followed me in the regeneration when the Son of Man shall sit on the throne of his glory, you also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And every one that has left houses, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or children, or lands, for my name's sake, shall receive a hundredfold, and shall inherit eternal life. But many shall be last that are first, and first that are last." So Yahshua is telling them that whatever you've done for me, you're going to receive a hundredfold in the kingdom. See, and that's something worth fighting for. That's something worth following him for. Luke chapter 6. Luke chapter 6. Verse 12. And it came to pass in these days that he went out into the mountain to pray. And he continued all night in prayer, the hour. And when it was day, he called his disciples, and he chose from them 12, whom also he named the apostles, Simon, whom he also named Peter, and Andrew his brother, and Jacob and John, and Philip and Bartholomew, and Matthew and Thomas, and Jacob, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon, who was called the Zealot, and Judah, the son of Jacob, and Judah Iscariot, who became a traitor. And he came down with them and stood on a level place, and a great multitude of his disciples, and a great number of the people, from all Judea and Jerusalem, and all the seacoasts of Tyre and Sidon, who came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And they were touched with unclean spirits, were healed. And all the multitude sought to touch him, for power came forth from him and healed them all. The power of Yahshua healed them all, brethren. We want that power active in our lives. We want to be able to use that power for Yahweh's honor and glory. Mark 11. Mark 11, verse 20. And as they passed by in the morning, they saw the fig tree withered away from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, says to him, Rabbi, behold, the fig tree which you cursed is withered away. And Yahshua answered and said to them, have faith in Yahweh. Truly I say to you, whoever shall say to this mountain, be you taken up and cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that what he says comes to pass, he shall have it. Therefore I say to you, all things whatever you pray and ask for, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. And whenever you stand praying, forgive. If you have anything against anyone, that your Father also, who is in heaven, may forgive your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, who is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. Yahshua used the power of forgiveness to receive the things from Yahweh that he wanted for his people. Matthew chapter 21. Matthew 21, verse 12. And Yahshua entered into the temple of Elohim and cast out all them that sold and brought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold the dove. And he says to them, it is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer, but you make it a den of robbers. And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. And when the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, the children that were crying in the temple and saying, Hosanna, the son of David, they were moved with indignation and said to him, do you hear what these are saying? And Yahshua says to them, yes, did you never read, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings have you perfected praise? And he left them and went forth out of the city to Bethany and lodged there, because he couldn't stay in Jerusalem at that time, because they sought to kill him. The sinners who have repented, look up. Verse 23. And when he had come into the temple, the chief priests and elders of the people came to him as he was teaching and said, by what authority do you these things? And who gave you this authority? And Yahshua answered and said to them, I will also ask one question, which if you tell me, I likewise will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, where was it from heaven or from men? And they reasoned with themselves, saying, if we say from heaven, he will say, why then did you not believe him? But if we say from men, we fear the multitude, for all hold John as a prophet. And they answered Yahshua and said, we know not. He also said to them, neither tell I you by what authority I do these things. But what do you think? A man has two sons. And he came to the first and said, son, go work today in the vineyard. And he answered and said, I will not. But afterward he repented himself and went. And he came to the second and said, likewise. And he answered and said, I go, sir, and went not. Which of the two did the will of his father? They say the first. Yahshua says to them, truly I say to you, that the publicans and the harlots, the sinners, go into the kingdom of Yahweh before you. He's talking to the leaders of Israel. And he's telling them the sinners are going to go into the kingdom before you. He's not saying that they're going to the kingdom. I'm talking about the leaders. He's saying that these sinners are going because they repented. That's why he's saying it for you. You understand? Now, if they repent, yes, they can still go. But see, they knew the law. They were the doctors, the teachers of the law. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you believed him not. But the publicans and the harlots believed him. And you, when you saw it, did not even repent yourself afterwards, that you might believe him. See, so they knew John was a prophet. And they did not listen to John, the prophet. The power of Yahshua is the Holy Spirit, brethren, that Almighty Yahweh gives it to them that obey him. And we know that's from Acts 5:32. Acts 5:32. Actually, you don't need to turn there. Turn to Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. And we read where the rich young man asked him what he would do, or could he do to inherit eternal life. He basically told him, keep the commandments. And we know the commandments of Yahweh was given, okay, through Moses. We have those commandments. We were raised, I am Yahweh, your Elohim. You shall have no other Elohim before me, okay? If we place another Elohim, if we do something that lifts up this idol, we're violating that command. If we don't honor our father and mother, if we dishonor them, we're violating the covenant. And trust me, that's happening today in our lives. If we're not keeping the Sabbath and keeping it strictly, because this is the day Yahweh tells us to keep, we're supposed to keep the Sabbath and keep it holy. You know, I know that there are times that, you know, we feel, hey, we got to do this. We need, but you know what? If we don't do it, if we give Yahweh the glory by not violating the Sabbath, he's going to bless us with the things that we desire. See, a lot of times we see this as we have to do this. But no, it's just a test. It's there. See, Satan is coming at you. He's trying to show Yahweh that you are like Job. He's saying, you know, have you considered my servant Job? Yes, I've considered him. He's going to curse you as soon as you curse him. What did Job say? No. He says, naked came I into this world, naked I go out. He lost his children, he lost his wealth, and he didn't curse. His wife told him, curse Elohim and die. And he told him, no. Can we expect good things from Yahweh, but no evil? We can't expect any trying times? We're not going to have any hard times, brother. Satan is going to make your life difficult because you're trying to serve Yahweh. But the power of Yahshua is what's going to lift us up. We're going to be above. We're not going to be beneath. We're not going to have to worry about these things. It says, many are the afflictions of the righteous. It's in the scripture, in the song. Many. It doesn't say you're going to have a few. It doesn't say you're going to only have it 1 week of the year. It says many. But it also says Yahweh will deliver you out of them all. You understand? You're going to be delivered by the power of Yahshua. Acts chapter 2, verse 1. I'm just going to touch on this and we'll deal with it tomorrow. It says, when the day of Pentecost was now come, they were all together in one place. They were in unity, brethren. Yahweh's people were in unity. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound as of the rushing of a mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them tongues dividing apart, like as the fire, and as it sat upon each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other languages as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, worshippers of Yahweh, devout men from every nation under heaven. And when the sound was heard, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speaking in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying, Behold, are not all these that speak Galilean? They were from a particular part of Judea. They were from the northern section. They had their own colloquial language. But they were all speaking in all these different Jewish dialects. They were all speaking in all these different languages because of the Holy Spirit. The reason that I'm bringing this forth is because they were in unity, brethren. They were in one place. They received the gift of the Holy Spirit because Joshua told them, don't leave the city. Do this. And they did it. Now, what about the leaders of the Jewish people? They were there. They didn't receive the Holy Spirit. You know, there were times in Jewish history that the Holy Spirit was very non-existent. There was no frequent vision, as it says in the days of Eli, when Samuel was being raised as a leader, because Eli's kids were rotten individuals, and Yahweh killed them. See, so it doesn't matter if you're in the leadership if you're not doing what's right. You won't have His Holy Spirit. He gives His Spirit to them that obey. And what do they have to obey? They have to obey the covenant. They have to keep that covenant law between Almighty Yahweh and His people. What inspires you, brother? I hope what inspires you is the word of Almighty Yahweh, the life of Yahshua the Messiah, and how He interacts with the people. I'm going to drop down in Acts chapter 2 to verse 20. Well, 19, it says, And I will show wonders in the heaven above and signs on the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the day of Yahweh comes. The great notable day, and it shall be that whoever shall call on the name of Yahweh shall be saved. How can the people call on Yahweh whom they do not know? And that's where we come in, brethren. That's where we come in with the power of Yahshua. We have to teach. We have to teach Yahweh's name and His law. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 20-22. It says, Surely there is not a righteous man upon earth that does good and sins not. Also take heed to all the words that are spoken, lest you hear your servant curse you. For many times also your own heart knows that you yourself likewise have cursed others. And too often people forget that. They forget what they've said about others. That's why we have to be very careful what comes out of our mouth. John chapter 3. John chapter 3, verse 22. It says, After these things came Yahshua and his disciples into the land of Judea, and there he stayed with them and baptized. And John was also baptized in Enon, near Salim, because there was much water there. And they came and were baptized, but John was not yet cast into prison. There arose therefore a questioning on the part of John's disciples with a Jew about purifying. When they came to John and said to him, Rabbi, he that was with you beyond the Jordan, to whom you have borne witness, behold, the same baptizes, and all men come to him. John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except it has been given him from heaven. You yourselves bear me witness that I said I am not the Messiah, but that I am sent before him. And truly our ministry is that of Eliah, like John of Eliah. He preceded Yahshua the Messiah, and we must precede Yahshua the Messiah as well. He that has the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom that stands and hears him rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This is my joy, therefore it's made full. He must increase, but I must decrease. And that's what happened with John. He decreased. He that comes from above is above all. He that is of the earth is of the earth, and of the earth he speaks. He that comes from heaven is above all. What he has seen and heard, of that he bears witness. And no man receives his witness. He that has received his witness has set his seal to this, that Yahweh is true. And if we set our seal to that, that Yahweh is true, then when it's time to be sealed, we will receive that seal. For he whom Yahweh has sent speaks the words of Yahweh, but he gives not the Spirit by measure. The Father loves the Son, and he has given all things into his hand. He that believes on the Son has eternal life, but he that obeys not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of Elohim remains in him. Brethren, by the power of Yahshua, we want to be in the kingdom of Almighty Yahweh. Our closing passage, I want to turn to Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1. The former treaty I made, O Theophilus, concerning all that Yahshua began both to do and to teach, until the day in which he was received up. After that, he had given commandment through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom he also showed himself alive after his passion, by many proofs, appearing to them by the space of 40 days, and speaking the things concerning the kingdom of Yahweh, and being assembled together with them, he charged them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which said he, you heard from me, for John indeed baptized with water, but you shall be baptized in the Holy Spirit after not many days. Therefore, when they had come together, asked him, saying, Rabbi, do you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said to them, It is not for you to know the times or seasons which the Father has set within his own authority, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the farthest part of the earth. And when he had said these things, as they were looking, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they were looking steadfastly into heaven, as he went, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said, you men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Yahshua, who was received up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you beheld him going into heaven. The power of Yahshua is the Holy Spirit, brother, which was given from the Father to his servants who obey the glad tidings and the covenant of Yahweh. Very few people have this power because very few people keep his covenant. Do you love your neighbor as yourself? Do you love Almighty Yahweh with all your heart? Yahshua's love is unconditional for those who keep his commandments. That's the condition, that you keep his commandments. The power of Yahshua is what's going to lift us up at the last day. If you don't have Yahweh's Holy Spirit, get your life in order to receive it. He gives it to them that obey. And may Almighty Yahweh bless you as you seek to serve him and do that which is right in his sight. At this time, I'd like to ask Brother Javier Vizcarra if he would close with a word of prayer.
Okay. Greg, thank you. Okay, please bow for prayer. Yahshua, thank you for the giving of your law and the giving of your Holy Spirit. Please help us. We need more power to be more faithful and more obedient to you. Better yet, to begin doing the mighty works that you did, that the apostles did, to cast out demons and raise the dead, and heal with your name, Sovereign Yahshua, and to preach and proclaim your truth and your servants throughout the earth. Help us all and be with us in a mighty way, Sovereign, and help us to endure and overcome all things to the end. Bless all your children, all your people, my people that we love so much, Yahshua, throughout this earth, in all the assemblies and congregations. Bless us all and strengthen us mightily for your service, to endure all things and overcome to the end, everything, then according to your will and good time. In Yahshua's name, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.